You started when you were five.
Yeah, I was four, actually.
Okay.
I was four.
Was that at your parents' doing? Were they musicians?
They were not. No, my father was a pilot, and we lived in Hong Kong in like the least kind of classical musical kind of environment. But I remember actually listening to my parents listen to a lot of classical music, and I constantly was drawn to the piano because I kept going to the piano. They finally said, like, she needs to have some lessons because she's banging away at the piano. So that's how it started.
Preservation of the instrument as much as anything else then, right?
Exactly, please.
Do you remember at what point did the wheels kind of click in pretty quickly? Or when did you know I really liked this?
They did. I think it's pretty clear. I mean, I was very, very inside the kind of spiritual realm of the music right from the beginning. And I even remember the very first time I performed. And I was so into the music. And my teacher, I remember saying to me, bow to the jury and then bow to the audience. I can't remember what she said. She just said bow, actually. And I went up, and I for me, it was really between me and the music. So I went up, and I bowed deeply to the piano with my butt to the audience. And I remember being really upset because everyone's sort of laughing. But for me, it was really between me and the music.
Well, I want to ask you, because it's still pretty recent. It was 2003 that you won the Concert Artists Guild International Competition.
Yep.
Did you know what it meant then, and what has it meant to you since to have that under your belt, to have that behind you?
Well, to me, it was a very important competition to win, more than maybe others might have been. And what Concert Artists Guild basically did and does is that it takes you from being post-graduate, you know, I graduated from Yale and I studied with Claude Frank and I played some concerts, but it kind of took you from just practicing in your practice room and learning how to play your instrument to actually thinking about how you have a voice and image in terms of a career.
I do have to ask about working with Claude Frank. This is a pianist that I absolutely adore. In fact, his whole family.
Yeah, I know. He lives spiritually in me more than anybody else.
What did he mean to you as a player?
Well, I mean, actually, one of the pieces I'm playing on Sunday, the Schubert C minor, is a piece that I actually haven't played in a few years, but I wanted to come back to since his death. It's hard to kind of pinpoint what made him so special, but there was just such a deep, deep connection and attitude that he had towards music.
When you set out to do put together a recital like this, what's on your mind?
It depends on where I'm playing, and it depends at that moment what I feel like bringing up, how I'm going to feel, and how the audience comes in. And I always love the Bach because somehow it just is, you know, in this modern day and age where we're on our phones and we're running around, and you come into a concert hall and it's a decompression. It's just opening into another world, you know, the Bach, before this kind of very turbulent and dark C minor sonata, which I think would be difficult to start with.
Have you changed your approach to any of the composers we'll be hearing?
Everything evolves with time, you know. I mean, the Messian is a moment when Mary has Jesus inside her. So as a mother, there's a very different feel of the storyline of what Messian is telling and the love that you feel towards your child. But with other composers, yeah, I think it changes with age.
So putting together the concert, being that it's December, you've got the Bach and then the Messian about the Virgin. So sort of a nod to the season. But you're making your way to the great pianists of the 19th century, at least two of them.
Absolutely.
Chopin and Liszt. As a pianist, just the ability to sit down and play Chopin, what a great gift.
It is. It's so intricate and fine. It's like the finest, finest crystal that you can imagine, the way he wrote for the piano.
Your quote from Claude Frank seems to fit there, just as again, as a listener. Chopin seems like the composer who sometimes knew what to leave out.
Yeah.
Whereas Liszt sometimes liked to find the kitchen sink and throw it in too.
Exactly. And, you know, with abandon also. And we need both personalities, I think. Yeah, and I'm ending with Liszt. It's just kind of fun. It's not played as often the complete set. And with age, I think what I'm learning is that I don't have to always be so serious about everything.
Well, we get a chance to hear your interpretations this Sunday.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to playing in Scottsdale on Sunday.
Well, Tanya Bannister, thanks so much for this. I really, really appreciate it.
It was a real pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.